Gittin Pek Ches Mishnah Yud. Last Mishnah we left off, the last one of the cases where we apply the Chumris of Teitzi Mizeh Vizeh V'chule was Kenosa Beget Kerech. He gave her a Get Kerech, a certain type of Get, an obscure type of Get, and we said that we'll introduce it. Now the Mishnah is going to speak about it, so let's understand what is a Get Kerech. So the Maaseh is like this. We don't do it this way, by the way, but the Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Samach. Over there is the end of the Sugya of Shtoris, and the Gemara introduces a concept of a get that was written on many lines, and it was folded over in an obscure way. It's made in a more complicated way. The point of it was because there were Kahanim. The Gemara says that Kahanim could be Kafdonim, they could be quick to anger. And a Kohen who'll divorce his wife as a snap decision won't be able to be Chayzer, because a Kohen came out of Grusha, even his own Grusha. So therefore, in order to discourage a Kohen from making a quick decision to divorce his wife, they made the writing of a get for a Kohen into a whole Asik. This way there should be time to retract. We don't do it this way either, because it wasn't a Chayv in the first place, or there's no point to our Kohanim. If they made a decision to get divorced, they won't back down. Or because it's too obscure and we don't know exactly how to do it. But there was such a document. The way it was written is, after the Sefer wrote a line or two, remember there's 12 lines in a get, we spoke about in the first page. He wrote a line or two, then he would bend the paper, the klaf, which is normally the whole thing is written straight. He would bend it. Not only that, he would sew together on the line, on the empty line above where he had written that part, and then he would write a number of lines, and then again he would fold it and he would sew it. A ganze meisa, folding. I one time saw somebody demonstrating how to make a get mekusha. It's very, very complicated. You need a sefer who could write and tie up that part, stitch together that part of the shtar, and then continue writing in a straightforward way. It's not that easy. On every one of the sewed up parts, the ksharim, an aide would sign. The amount of times they tie it is at least 3, but you could do more. Every few lines will come out more. And the amount of aide echod that will sign on the ksharim will be kaminyan haksharim. So now, a get kereach is a get mekushar. I'll shame that it's tied up. It's nitvar. And it's missing a chasim of one aid on the place where he's supposed to be signed, kifi that mahalach. And that's why it's called a get kerech, kerech miloshen bold. It's bold because there's one empty place where it's just white without any black on it, without any ink on it, because the aid is not signed over there. And it's possible derabbanan. The psul is because of a concern that we've met up with, which is that the assumption is as many times as it was mekusher, the understanding was that kulchem chasuma, that all the edim that are in question should be signed. So the amount of ksharm, the amount of chasimis, should be synonymous. If it wasn't, then that means it was written shalei b'ratz nabal, or it wasn't written kifi d'ratz nabal, and memela, the get is possible. It's possible d'rabbanon. If we know for sure that the Baal was makbid on having 4 edim signed on it and 4 edim didn't sign on it, then it wouldn't be kosher, even with the reisa. Here we're talking about, you could assume that it's kosher, but l'maisa, there's a makom lachshosh, even if you know for sure that there was no kpeid on the part of the Baal, but l'maisa, they gave it this tzura, that it has to be written with that many chasimis for that many ksharim. So that's the halacha where we say, teitzim mizem mizem chal adrachim ve'elubot. Now the Mishnah continues, get kerech. Hakol mashlimim olov. Anybody could make the chasima, could be mashlim, the way we just explained, you're missing a chasima. Any psule edus could be the ones to sign on the mikusha of the get mikusha. Divi bananas, he holds that din is a din just to stick in whomsoever. So again, we're talking about where the assumption is, where there was no kpeda on the baal's part, that this should be the Eidim. So it's just that it'll come to another bezin, the other bezin will look, there's 4 ksharim, there's only 3 Eidim. They're going to pass al samela, we're mashlim the ksharim with the signature of an aid. Who's that aid? Lukuli Alma over here. according to both shittas that I mentioned in the Mishnah, you could be mashlim with an aid even though he doesn't have an aid mikolat aid mideraisa. Bananas just says that anybody, even if he's posel, he's an eved, he's a gazlin, he's a rosha, whatever it is, as long as he's eligible for edus. Mepharshim say only an ish, not an isha, because the isha is not an eid b'chal, she's never kosher leitus. Rabbi Kiva limits it even further. Kroivim, yeah, there's no psul kroivim, because again, it's only over here to be mashlim the ksharim. You don't really need it for the kashrus of the get. But Rabbi Kiva says, kroivim haru'im lohoyed b'mokam acher. Not psuli eidus mamish. Kroivim is less of a limitation. It's only that he's posel for this eidus, so that we waive. But that to be machtim an aid posel on a get, that avadi kintu, that's machlokes between the tanoi. Beizu get kerech, the Mishnah explains what we just said, that kol kshorov merube me'edov, with a ksharma more than the aidim, you have to be mashlim with an aid. Now we're going to learn perek tes, Mitzvah Shem, the last perek in the Masechta. Ha-megarish es ishtoi v'omalo. He's megarish his wife, and he has to be kairis from her. The concern over here is the Torah calls a get sefer krisus. Krisus means a divide. There's a complete separation between the two of them. They are no longer married in any way. That being said, what happens if somebody's megarish his wife? Omalo. Hare muteres l'chol odom el l'ploini. You're muteres. You're not my wife anymore. But you're not allowed to marry mekoyach that you were married to me. I'm not allowing you to marry ploini. Like a chutz. He's Mishair in the heter of the Gerishin, Klape Ploini. The Rav brings down a whole Arichus from the Gemara, B'taymed Reb Leza. The Chum, we understand. The Chum hold that Krisus means that she's in Gansin, cut off of any influence of the marriage, which would mean that she's in Gansin, not Asura to anybody in the world because of him. Now, we could ask on that in Lomdus that every woman who's a grusha is osur to marry certain people because of their ex-husband. Who's that? His kroifim. So that's a good shaila. Why is the severance from a husband not mechayiv that should be oikur any relationship, any familiar relationship she has with him, klape his brother, klape his father? The familiar relationship somehow doesn't go together with the issues, but the issues that asus her als eshes ish, that has to be completely severed to the point where she's mutaz choladim. If she's not mutaz choladim, it's not krisus. Not krisus. In this context, we might point out an interesting idea. There's a Pnei Yeshua with an Avni Malum, have a famous makloikis. Why is an Eishes Ish not allowed to get married? Torah says Eishes Ish is not allowed to get married. Why not? Is an Eishes Ish a type of erva like achoisoi, bitoi, etc., etc.? It's one of the arayas. Or, Eishes Ish, it's not a familiar relationship. Eishes Ish is the pshat, she's konui to somebody else. She's not allowed to get married because she's konui to her husband. Is it a completely different idea than arayas? If it is, again, the Avnum has a whole discussion with the Bnei Yeshua on this, and the Avnum says, that's an error like anything else. If you hold like the Pnei Yeshua that it's a different idea, then maybe you can answer the kasha that we just asked. The kinyan to her husband has to be completely severed. And therefore she's allowed to marry anybody, Altsayish Ish. But to say that there's no familial relationship anymore, that she doesn't have a din of an erva klap anybody else, that the marriage is not completely severed. Vinishvi, that's the Pshan V'chachom. What is her blezol? So the Gemara has an interesting shmuz. Reb Leza has the pasuk that talks about an isha grusha not allowed to marry to a kohen. The pasuk says in Parshas Emor, "V'isha grusha meisho lo yikachu." A woman who's divorced from her husband lo yikachu. Why does that have to say divorced from her husband? "V'isha grusha lo yikachu." A divorced woman you're not allowed to take wife divorced from her husband. The Gemara learns out that it's possible for a woman to be grusha only Me'isha. Reb Leza learns this as a makor that shayich, a type of gerishin that's chal, a get could create where she's only nizgarish, legabi that she's not allowed to marry a kohen. But she could still have a din isser to somebody else. And Rav Lezer learns out from here that that this is not part of Krisus. The Rabbanon rather don't disagree with the Deek and the Pasuk. They hold that it's an Asmachta Ba'alma. The din of a get that's given improperly to give it to be Mechayiv, what's called Reach HaGet, according to the Rabbanon is only a Psul de Rabbanon. It's Asmachta. According to Rav Lezer, a shear in the get which creates a Reach HaGet is a Psul, is a din deraisa. We're naming on that Reach HaGet is only Drabonon, Ledidan, according to the Chachom. This is the way the Rambam says it. Other Rishonim say it. There is an opinion that Rav Magid brings down, Hilchos Gerush and Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. It's the day of the Rashba, that even according to the Rabbanon, a get that's given, which is missing in Krisus, but since a get was given, it'll passel an Isha to a Koyin midday Reiser. It'll create Reach HaGet deraisa. Very big Chiddush. Reach HaGet we had in the previous Perek, in Perek Ches, over there was only the Rabbanon. So, Ketzad Yase, what should you do? Yitlenu Heimeno should take back the get, V'yachziv Yitnenu Lo, and then he gives it to her again, V'yayimalo. Hareat Muteus L'chol Odom. That's the way Gershon has to be performed. The get that was given, and it didn't sever the relationship completely, could be taken back, and it could be given again. Now, we had the previous parak that B'shas Nesinas HaGet, you're supposed to say, the husband is supposed to say, Hareze Gitech. Here he has to say, Hareze Gitech, V'areat Mutez L'chol Odom. We say both, by the way, by the standard giving of a get. The reason why he says, Hareze Mutez L'chol Odom, is because since he already gave it Al-Manas, that his wife should still be bound to him, should be Chson and Krisus. So, Mel, if the get is going to be given B'stomius, Hareze Gitech, you're going to say, but yeah, she's not allowed to get married to anybody else. So therefore, it has to be Areya Mutez L'Cholod, and it has to be spoken out. Other Rishonim hold not that way. The Rambam says that if he's giving it right now, he gives it B'stomius, he means in the Sinas HaGed of Mutez L'Cholod. V'im K'sovoy B'soichoy. If, however, in the Ged itself, it says Areya Mutez L'Cholod, that she's Mutez L'Cholod, chutz from Pliny, Ava B'shechozo M'chokoy, it's possible. Why is that? The get was never a Sefer Krisus. A get that has a Lashon of Chutz Miploini is not a Sefer Krisus Bechlal. You didn't write a get. So you have to rewrite the whole get. Even if the Iker Nusach get, the Torah was written properly, and this is only in the later part of the get, which is not Makav V'Dievet, it's Pasul M'Drabbanon. The Gemara Chesh means out that if it's written in the Shtar, we'll Pasul M'Drabbanon. But when the Mishnah says Pasul, it means Pasul M'Drabbanon. Will passel even though it's not in the Iker Nusach HaShtar, because Gzeru Shem Yavoyu L'Koisvei B'Teich HaTayruf. Gemara Daf Pedal speaks out, but what happens if B'Shas the Nesinas HaGet? Well, not even B'Shas Nesinas HaGet, let's go back a step. B'Shas the Ksivas HaGet, the Baal says to the Sofer, write a get, Kitzvu Get L'Ishti, that I'm going to be Megarisha with this get, where she's not allowed to marry so-and-so. So there's a shiur in the divrei minui haget. It's also, so it comes out, you're not giving over, the Baal is not being mitzavet to write a get that has a koyach of krisus, because a get that's missing in that lekuli alma is missing in krisus. So here also, be'etzem, if it's in the etzem amira of kisvu get lishti, it's possible. The amira is off, the minui is off, the shlichus is off, the whole thing is no good. But with the amira of that I'm having you write the get, he says to the sofer and to the edim that are signing. And he says, la'acha ksivas ikra get, over there would only be possible midrabbanon, but we wouldn't be geyser. So the gzeira midrabbanon otu sheyichtevu be'etzim terif haget is only by ksiva. If it's verbal, then it won't passel. But of course, if the mesira was almanas, that you're asura to Ploini, then the Nesinas HaGet is no good. You have to take it back and you have to give it again. If the Ksivas HaGet was in those terms, the Ksivas HaGet is no good. And if it's in the Nusach HaGet, Givis, the Get is not a Sefer Krisus.